Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Michael Bozzelli, the buzz is back.
The buzz is back.
On Berg Vivant. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good, good. I'm buzzing today about how the other half loves.
Oh, isn't that a private matter? how do you know how they do it?
Oh, I don't know how the other half loves, but I found out at Picked the other night.
Oh, very good.
Yes. Is a play written by Alan Ackbourn, directed by Martin Giles, a local dude. It stars 6 actors. We have, I'm trying to do it in order of appearance. Let's see if I can.
Oh, wow.
Dana Griffith, Phil Winter, Tony Bingham, Gail Pazursky, Karen Baum, and Martin Giles come on at the same time. Oh, no, James Fitzgerald. I'm sorry. James Fitzgerald and Karen Baum came on at the same time.
Okay.
There's 6 people.
Wow, so that's impressive. Order of appearance. Very
yes,
good. And without looking at your program.
How about that?
That's
how about
one of those
that?
Tricks here.
And the story is about 3 couples, 6 people, 1 for each, 3 men, 3 women. And it was interesting because it takes place in 2 living rooms at the same time. And the set, frankly, is a masterpiece. It is this fusion of this upper middle class family, mm-hmm. and a lower middle class family. But imagine the house is fused together like a fun house, almost. Not one side is one way and one side's the other. They could be standing side by side each other and be in different rooms.
Mm.
If you see what I'm saying.
It does sound brilliant. Still, I wouldn't want to live there.
No, you won't want to live there. They'd be standing side by side. The scenic designer, John Michael Bohatch, did a fantastic job. One of the main reasons to see this show is the set and the way Martin Giles has them move around that set. It's very fascinating. It's fascinating because first you're like, it takes a while to get it.
What's
like,
going
can
on?
Can you see her? Can you see her there?
like, who can see who?
Yes.
Where are the imaginary walls?
Right,
and
right. Yes, and yes, because there's also a thing where it takes place on a Thursday and a Friday simultaneously. So it's going back and forth in time. It's fantastic, though. It's a very well done, very funny script. But the comedy comes from the character. It is not, it's not too overblown. It comes from a nice place. There's a lot of fun dialogue, witty repartee, as they say.
Mm.
And frankly, if anybody has seen, James Fitzgerald and Karen Baum come in a little bit later than the rest of the cast. But once they enter this play, that play just opens up and becomes alive.
Hmm.
They bring so much to it because they play this milk toasty little couple surrounded by these big personalities.
Uh-huh.
And it's fascinating to watch them navigate the scenes with these people that are like overtaking them and how they get embroiled in this love affair that neither of them are participating in. But everybody thinks that they're participating in. because they become the subject matter to which the other couples blame. Like, oh, she's dating Mary Detweiler. Not who they're really, because they have to cover for each other, because there is a bit of infidelity going around. It doesn't in all ways.
Don't look at me.
Dana Griffith, of course, fantastic in it, very classy. Phil Winters, really, it's really his story. It's really the point of view is mostly from his character. You're most sympathetic to him, and he plays it so well, like the befuddled manager, boss, dude that just gets involved in everybody else's personal lives and is trying to help, but doesn't even know what's going on in his own house. Fantastic job by him. Gail Pazursky also, I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right, Pazursky? Mrs. Brad Stevenson? But she does a great job. She does a fantastic job. Three beautiful women, by the way. If you guys are into that, you want to see the show for these three marvelous-looking women. Gail is stunning in it. Her wardrobe. Dana's stunning in it, you know. Of course, Karen, who's normally stunning in real life, is placed in a very frumpy, glasses, pulled-back hair, nerdy look, but... you gotta see that woman out of her clothes, but I shouldn't have. No, better not
well,
say
we're
that.
Going, we're going down
out
the road. Okay,
right. Back to her costume.
Can we bring this back to a legitimate theatrical review, please?
Thank you. That's so unusual. Should we really do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, stunning work. Fantastic cast. I would say my only thing is I think. Tony Bingham plays Bob. I didn't like the character of Bob, and I don't want to blame Tony because I think Tony's a great actor, but I don't know where that line is. There's a little bit of a plays a sexist pig, and it's hard to like him. And he plays it really big, so you like him less, and I'm sure that was intentional, but Phil Winters, James Fitzgerald, Dana Griffith, Gail Pazursky, Karen Baum, of course, brilliant in everything. She gets a laugh just by a look. There's a scene where the phone is ringing, and she just stares at the phone, and I'm rolling in the... I needed oxygen. It was so funny... the way she tried not to answer someone else's phone. It's just a great scene. Martin Giles, who directed it, I milked it for all it's worth. Excellent show. Hard to diss a picked show, really. They do phenomenal work up there. For the value. It's not as expensive as some of the other theaters around town. But it's a class act all the way.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.